My name is John Erling. Today's date is May 15th, 2020. David, would you state your full name, please?
David Lee Walters.
Your date of birth and your age?
November 20th, 1951 was my date of birth, and I'm 68 and a half years old.
Tell us where we're recording this interview.
Outside of Eufaula, Oklahoma, on the banks of Lake Eufaula, officially called, I think, Longtown area, right off of Highway 9, in a lovely place that we call the Sunrise House. It's our getaway place at the lake for us and our family.
In fact, Lake Eufaula is the largest lake we have in the state of Oklahoma.
It is.
We call it man-made, but it's also called a reservoir lake.
Yeah.
Dammed up, controlled flooding. This is not a core lake, is it?
It is a core lake.
Oh, yeah. It is?
There's a stake in the ground out there someplace where I can't get beyond that with buildings or structures, so it's more regulated, but that's fine. I keep it nice and natural.
When I came in here, we were wearing masks, and I'm collecting these stories a little bit about the virus. Let's just talk about that for a little bit, because the generations to come will be reading about this period of time. I have yesterday's newspaper. In Tulsa County, 37 deaths, confirmed cases 717. In the state of Oklahoma, 278 deaths. Coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. We've been wearing masks, social distancing. How has it affected you personally? And then you have a business to run too, so a little comment about it.
We've quarantined. Rhonda and I have been attempting to isolate and be socially distant and all that. We were quarantined at least 6 weeks, maybe a portion of 7 weeks. I just started going back to the office. We've got a small office, not a lot of traffic, but getting in and out of the office building. We wear masks, and I'm only one person on the elevator, and try to avoid contact with people who we don't know whether they're being isolated or not. The whole thing has just been kind of surreal. You just can't believe it's happening when the entire economy shuts down, and at the moment we're at, you know, 30 plus million unemployed. We might hit 40 million unemployed at the rate we're going. And then to see the United States do so poorly, you know, it's made all of us amateur epidemiologists. So I've got a sheet of numbers that I track, and I compare our performance to other countries and Oklahoma's to other states. And Oklahoma's not doing bad. We always say we're the crossroads of America, but the truth is we're centrally remote. And so I think that's helped us in this regard, because we're not a destination point for all these flights and otherwise. But when you look at New York and realize that with all the attention that Italy's got, that New York is twice as bad as Italy, the deaths per million, the cases per million, just unbelievable, which puts the United States in a position of being way above the world average. And so it's shocking that we've done such a catastrophic job of trying to manage this. And it's just surreal that we're in this environment in which we are shut down, and now we're beginning to open up. I'm going to be president of the Oklahoma City Rotary Club, which is the third largest in the world out of 32,000 clubs. And so people are looking to us to see how we're going to handle this. And we're getting ready to migrate from virtual meetings to live stream meetings. So we'll start putting a few people in the audience and live streaming the performance for the speeches and presentations for those that aren't able to attend. It's been a major disruption, not so much on my business, because we're international. We're all set up for video conferencing. It's kind of a normal sort of thing, except working from home has been a little awkward at times, but not so much.
And we're at that point now, here May 15th, where we're beginning to open, and there's arguments about how fast we open. Should we open at all? Is it too soon? Should we wait another month? Those kind of arguments are going on at the moment.
I've been shocked at how quickly it became ideological. If you do the surveys between Republicans and Democrats and who will wear masks and who won't and who wants to open early and who doesn't. And I think that's to some degree intentional. The current administration has been particularly good at creating culture wars. So we've somehow been able to transform this public health pandemic into a culture war, which is going to slow our progress, I'm sure.
And we have no end in sight. They're also talking, of course, as you know, in the fall, it could come back again. And we don't know till the vaccine is probably going to be hopefully developed, whether that's going to be the end all or not.
I hate to say this, but the virus sounds like it configures itself in so many different fashions. And we see what's happening to children now as a result of it, that I just am more pessimistic. I think that we're going to be past it, even with a vaccine. You know, we inoculate 170 million people annually for flu, and we still lose 50,000 45,000 average deaths with the flu, which is one-tenth of the mortality rate of COVID-19. I just don't have a lot of confidence that we're going to find a vaccine that is going to be more effective than that and that we'll have this for some time. I think we'll have flu and COVID-19 haunting us for many years.